this evening there is a public meeting in relation to the horrendous case of Mumia Abu-Jamal, who's been in prison since 1981 and on death row for much of that time. And more generally, they're campaigning in relation to the abolition of the death penalty, which is really the worst abuse of human rights, because the right to life is a sacred right.
Britain and the United Kingdom haven't had the death penalty for decades.
The death penalty was abolished in the United Kingdom several decades ago, and that also applies to most countries in Western Europe, and their societies have not fallen apart. They don't have more murders than the USA.
Well, tell me the perspective of Europeans and your own perspective of why the United States still has the death penalty.
Well, I think people have allowed themselves to be panicked into believing that somehow the death penalty stands between them and total disorder. America, of course, is a fundamentalist Christian country, but it seems to me that there are very few intellectual and morally viable justification for the death penalty.
So what is at this point the legal position of Mumia Abu-Jamal?
No, I cannot pretend to be an expert on Mumia. I leave that to my American friends and colleagues to tell you what the state of affairs is, but I understand that he is under a kind of imminent threat. There is a court case coming up shortly, and what is at stake there is the issue of whether he is to be available again legally to be put to death. So it's clearly a crucial moment, and this is why it is necessary to raise the profile of Mumia internationally, and why African Americans and people of goodwill generally in the United States should be taking notice at this moment.